Leftists outraged over Republican lawmaker's viral transgender joke. By Paul Bois on May 2, 2023. Leftists have expressed outrage after a Republican lawmaker joked that he now identifies as a woman of color. Ryan Webb, a Republican councilman for Delaware County, Indiana, sparked backlash when he announced on his official Facebook page that he has transitioned to a new identity. After much consideration, I have decided to come out and finally feel comfortable announcing my true authentic self, Webb wrote. It is with great relief that I announce to everyone that I identify as a woman, and not just any woman but as a woman of color as well. I guess this would make me gay/lesbian as well, since I am attracted to women. Webb advised his friends, colleagues, and constituents to address him as Ryan or as Councilman Webb, adding that he will also go by the pronouns he/him. He concluded that the announcement has made him the very first lesbian woman of color in the history of Delaware County to ever serve on the Delaware County Council, according to Fox News. After some initial backlash, Webb said that he decided to give a public interview about his new identity. "We cannot allow them to lie and create their own false narrative," he said. "Going forward, I will speak my truth and be open about who I am as a person, as well as how I perceive the complexity of my own gender identity. We cannot let bullies, sick, racists, hateful and intolerant bigots silence our voices." Leftists, some of whom initially took the announcement seriously, were infuriated by Webb's trollery. One transgender lawmaker, Charlize Jamison, said that he has a history of making hateful anti-trans statements. "If he were serious, I'd sing his praises," Jamison told the council, according to the Star Press. "But instead, I know better. We all do. I know better because of his history of making hateful anti-trans statements on social media and disrespecting one's pronouns. He has, purposely and intentionally, misgendered me, ridiculing my own gender identity. That is not something transgender people do to one another." A teammate reported that Webb even received some death threats, with others calling for his execution. "Unfortunate that I cannot simply be given the same space and respect to explore my identity that so many of those targeting me demand for themselves," Webb said. "It's possible I may change my mind down the road," he added. "The process of identity exploration is complex, and oftentimes at the end of our personal journey we end right back where we started." Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.